producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Past the hour, Doug Steffens, good day. Jennifer and Rich here. Doug will be back with us in a little while, getting ready for his trip down south. He's moving from California to Boston. Now he goes down to Florida, then back to California. I can't keep track of him. So anyway, Jennifer and I here with you.
We're going to get an app for that.
Yeah, an app to be able to track Doug?
Yeah.
I'd rather get an app to be able to lose him every now and then.
So let's
kick it.
Yeah. This is a new version of this song from the 90s.
Lice, baby.
That's right.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Why are we singing Lice, Baby, you ask? Well, that's because Lice, Baby, Super Lice, there's an outbreak that's hit half of America. And this strain of Lice, Baby, well, it's supposed to be resistant to most over-the-counter treatments. Ew. Okay, who's not scratching
really?
Their head right now? This is disgusting. This strain of so-called super lice has hit 25 countries, and they're reportedly resistant to the chemical that you get in, remember, Rit, that stuff that you'd comb through your hair?
I had to do it for my daughter last year.
Super lice doesn't care about your Rit. You can take that home to your mom because nobody cares in the super lice world. And I guess the chemical itself is called pyrethroids, and it had 100% success rate in 2000, but now it's only worked 25% of the time in cases in 2013. States in which 100% of the tested lice were resistant now include Illinois, Michigan, California, that's me, Texas, and Arizona. This is creepy because I remember not only is lice disgusting, but it's also very damaging mentally because as a kid, they do these public comb throughs of your hair, and then everybody in your class knew there was like a stigma that went along with the lice girl, and you have to go home. You weren't allowed to return until you had a clean bill of health by the school nurse. I mean, this was embarrassing stuff from a mental standpoint.
Yeah, they don't do that. My daughter had it. It was running through our school last year, and my daughter had it, and she wasn't able to go back to school, but they didn't go through the classroom and check each kid. They would send it to the nurse.
Now, right?
Right, yes. They would send
when
it to
I was
the
growing
nurse,
up, it was like it. They might as well have set off an alarm and flashing
lights. They put a stage in your...
Jennifer's got lice.
Contestant on who's got lice in the third grade is Jennifer Horn.
I remember I avoided it in first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade. Somehow I managed to avoid it. And I'll never forget this. I was sitting in the fifth grade in Mrs. Buntich's class.
Buntich's.
That was her name. And Christy Adrian sat in front of me, and it was very sad because Christy Adrian's parents kind of fell on hard times, and so she was always the one that people looked down on anyway as being kind of the poorer kid in the class.
Yeah.
But she sat in front of me. I always liked her. She was a nice girl. And I remember she, like, fluffed her hair with the back of her hand, and something fell on my desk and moved.
Did you get up and scream and run out of the office?
No, because I was way too shy for that. But I remember knocking it off my desk and being freaked out. Not a day or two goes by when I wasn't singled out for having lice in front of the class. And, you know, my friend Courtney, who works with us, Rich, on this program at my day job at CRN, Courtney, poor thing, was out of school for 2 weeks. Her mom just could not get rid of the lice. And she said when she finally came back to school, her and her friends were called the Lice Squad because they were, I guess they had the stigma attached.
You know, and luckily for my daughter, it happened when she was in the second grade. So kids don't really know. They're not paying attention to that. But, yeah, when you get up into the fourth and fifth grade.
Let's talk about for parents what a pain it is, because not only do you have to do the meticulous comb through of the hair,
the clothes,
but you've got to scorch everything. I mean, hot water on sheets, on couches, on carpets, and then you have other kids in the house. Oh my God, it's a nightmare. Ugh.
So, what are they going to do? I mean, do they have any kind of way to fight this?
You know, there's a treatment that one of these places I never knew existed until today. Claire Roberts is the CEO of Lice Clinics of America, the LCA.
That's got to be tough to pick chicks up when you got that on your business card.
I know. Well, she is a chick, so, but still, I get where you're going. Men,
no, I was just
here.
Talking with the guys. Hey, how you doing?
I'm the CEO of Lice Clinics of America. Also a member of the Lice Clinics of America. Apparently, there's a new FDA treatment that's been approved, Air Ollie, which costs about $170. Cha-ching. Takes about an hour and has been reportedly found to be effective against the bugs. It takes 30 minutes to do this treatment, and then there's a 30-minute post-treatment, which includes a comb-out. Of course, you can't get away from that, to remove the dead lice and the eggs after a post-treatment rinse.
But it's one treatment?
Yeah, 30 minutes. It's 30 minutes of the treatment, 30 minutes of the comb-through, and they say that that's supposed to be effective against the super lice.
I'm going to the Lice Clinics of America website here.
Isn't it just, I mean, of course, you know, used to be able, you could treat lice for $10 for one of those little writ kits.
Yeah,
now you have to pay $170 because it's gone out of control.
Let me see how many of these clinics are there. I mean, they're all over the country.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
There's, you see it?
From the Mississippi East, there must be 200 of these clinics.
I think it's a, you know, it's not a bad idea, because think about, I mean, really, when you go home, and especially if now these messy, gross, they take forever treatments aren't working, I mean, maybe it is worth $170 to pony up and go to a place like
that. Oh, I'd do it in a heartbeat, because let me tell you something, even with the regular lice, it's a pain. I mean, it's a time sucker out of your life for 2 weeks. All you're doing is fighting this thing.
Okay, I just made a mistake.
What?
In the article I was reading, there's a video that says the worst head lice video in the world.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, I pressed it. Don't press it. Worms. Whatever you do, never press play.
Worms.
Press play. It's all this white and red and crawling. Oh, I can't watch it.
All right, so... if you go to Lice Clinics of America, you can get more information on this, and you can find a clinic near you if you...
Listen to Rich. He's now a spokesperson for
LCA. I am. Let me tell you something. If one of my kids comes with it, boom, I'm in the car.
Lice Clinics, baby.
I'm going to rent a truck from one of the rental agencies, put the kid in the back, drive him there, drop him off, pay my $170, leave a tip, and say, call me when you're done.
I'm telling you, you need to get a bubble for kids now just to keep them away from everybody else.
Saran wrap their head on the ride over. All right. It's 14 past the hour on Good Day. Coming up, we're going to talk about what would it be like to spend a year in space? Could you spend 1 year in space? That's what Scott Kelly did, and he's about ready to come back down. We're going to see if Jennifer could spend 1 year in space. It's 14 after on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet, just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now, it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting the hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide. Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-609-4073. That's 800-609-4073. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-609-4073.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, one of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples' tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services' next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
17 past the hour. Doug Steffen's good day. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. Doug Steffen will be around in a couple of minutes. Could you spend 1 year in space? You spend 1 year? Jennifer says no.
No. I would go bananas. I don't know that I'm mentally strong enough to do that.
You know, I would do it. But I think after about 6 months, I'd go nuts. I like to be able to walk out of my house, go anywhere, go anything, and do anything. But Scott Kelly spent a year up there, and he was... it was great. I followed his Instagram. I followed his all of his pictures. They were amazing. He always seemed to have fun.
Scott Kelly's the guy that's been up there for a full year, and he's the brother-in-law of Gabby Giffords, who was shot in Arizona not so long ago. And yeah, Rich, you're the one that turned me on to his Instagram, his account. It's incredible, the pictures that he would take and the view and the perspective, and I would love to have all of that. But imagine, I mean, you would go stir crazy, I would imagine, in that cabin, even if you're busy and you're so intrigued. After being up there a year, to just be able and to not have gravity, he was talking about the challenge of showering and about cleaning yourself, because think about that. It's a whole different ball game. You're basically doing sponge baths all the time because you can't take showers and that kind of thing.
Well, here he is talking about how he spent his time and that he was not counting down the days.
I think I did a pretty good job at it. There's certainly a lot left in my tank to do some stuff if I need to amp up the level of effort here in the next month or so. So I do think I kept the appropriate amount of reserve. I'm not climbing the walls to get out of here, although I do really look forward to returning to Earth for many reasons. So I think I've done a pretty good job. The downside of that is now I have a little over 30 days left, and there's a lot of stuff I didn't do that I feel like I have the capacity to do now, like personal things that I kind of set aside and consciously didn't do because I was managing my fatigue level. So the advice I would give to future folks is and future people is put a lot of thought into it, because a year here is a really, really long time.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I think after probably 45 days is when I would be looking at the calendar going, how much time have I got left here? But God bless him, man. They go up there and do the experiments and spend the time and do the science, and we learn from it, and it's a cool thing, and somebody's got to do it.
I think the weirdest thing I learned is that something happens to your vision when you go up there, because the doctors are concerned when he gets back to look at the cellular structure of his eyes and how that's changed. So it's kind of a weird thing. Who knew?
and your legs, your muscles. I mean, they work out. They do the treadmills every day, and they have to have these bands to hold them down on the treadmill so that they can keep their muscle strength up. So, all right, Scott Kelly coming back. Welcome home. And it's 21 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffens. Good day.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. We now work our way back to evening television and daytime television from last week. Some very interesting late night sessions. For example, on the Late Late Show, James Corden last week asked Dr. Phil for his professional opinion of Kanye West.
Everybody's talking right now about Kanye West and his tweets. And as a professional, what do you think's wrong?
Does it really take a professional?
Well, what do you think's wrong? What do you reckon? What's going on?
Well, come on. You can't be that wrong that many times in a row unless you're working at it.
What do you mean? You think he's trying to just cause up a stir?
For publicity?
Well, we're talking about it, aren't we? I mean, we are here talking about it.
I'm certainly guilty of that, yes.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking about it. I mean, he just gets up, says something, you know, and so here we are talking about it, so it's working.
I know, I saw the things about it. I was just like, go on Shark Tank. Just do that. Just go on Shark Tank. Do you know what I mean? I'll go with it.
But, you know, everybody thinks stuff sometimes. You know, you'll think something is, like, really stupid, but we're in a society now, we're in a generation now where everybody thinks you got to have an audience for everything. Listen, I don't need to know that you just brushed your teeth. And I don't need a picture of it. I don't need a film of it. But we're so narcissistic now, everybody's like doing selfies of themselves brushing their teeth. I don't care. But everybody has to post it up. So now everybody just, they just have to post everything, like nobody cares. But now you say something incredibly stupid, it just goes wall to wall. They're reading it in China in 5 seconds, so it just goes all over the place. So you should be stupid and get away with it.
There you go.
You know, what I think is the coolest thing is when people do live TV and they actually laugh and cut themselves up, and listening to James Corden giggle asking Dr. Phil about Kanye is the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's kind of funny.
All right, Ellen DeGeneres joking about the Oscars and the diversity issue again.
The Oscars are on Sunday because the best way to end Black History Month is to have the whitest Oscars ever. It's just the truth. I'm just speaking. Very excited. They've already rolled out the red carpet at the theater, and Jennifer Lawrence has already tripped on it. Already.
I didn't find that funny.
She tripped 2 years in a row.
Ah, okay. Wendy Williams answering an audience member's question on her Friday program about whether to be upset that her daughter is getting married very quickly.
My daughter is going to get married tomorrow, and I'm a big fan of Say Yes to the Dress. She got, I completely missed this moment with her. She didn't even give me time to lose weight, Wendy. So what should I do? Should I choke her? What do I
leave her alone. Do you like her husband to be?
Yes, I do.
And how long have they been dating?
3 years.
You've got plenty of time to celebrate with them. Don't worry about it. This is her day, not yours, Mom.
Aha! For those women who are worried about losing weight before their daughters get married, don't worry, you'll look fine. Here's Steve Harvey talking with an audience member about how her phobia against germs doesn't let her go work out.
I have a huge, huge case of germophobia, and that's why I purchased my own treadmill, but it recently broke, and I'm going on vacation, and I really want to lose a few pounds, but my OCD germophobia stops me from going to the public gym. It's just really nasty, full of sweaty bodies. What can I do to avoid this nastiness?
Don't worry about that. But they got that sanitizer all over the gyms now. They got wipes where you can wipe a machine down. You wipe down the machine, and you use it. Don't let that stop you. Now, you got to go. You know, your health is important.
Yeah.
Just stop being a germaphobe. There's germs everywhere. Somebody sat on that CFO you got here.
You know, this does speak. There was, you know, this is sort of a chuckle there, but we are way beyond being germaphobes. You know, this, all this spray. No wonder so many people are sick, because their immune system doesn't have a chance to develop because they're not exposing
antibiotics
themselves.
Antibiotics.
No, right. Ridiculous. Stuff. Ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's why we have so many people who are sick of all ages. Food for thought on Good Day. It's time for Dr. Chambers at 28 after the hour.
He's tall with a drawl and a cowboy dog. He goes by the handler. Representing the sound that comes from deep down and makes your boots shimmy and shake.
That's country right there.
He's fixing the battle like a snake with a rattle for a singer whose voice is just right.
Like a country superhero.
Others best give him room, because Blake's voice nom de plume is a cowboy itching to fight. Blake Shelton returns on an all-new Voice tonight, followed by an all-new Blind Spot on NBC.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory,
energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Christmas is coming, Jen. 33 past 27.
That's a long time.
Oh, well. All right, so Jennifer and Richie and Doug are here. The poll over the weekend, top 10 talk topics of the week, which one was the most important to you? At the number one spot, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine, was the presidential race. Our listeners did not agree with that. They said the Apple story with the FBI and privacy, 18% of you said that was number one for you. Number two was the presidential race. Number three, the Oscars boycott, 14% of you thought that was important. And so there are the top three items of interest. Jennifer, which one did you pick out as being the most important?
Oh, you know, I'm kind of a presidential race nerd, but, you know, it's kind of interesting. Rich and I were just talking off the air, Dougie. The Apple issue is so different. I host a local show in San Bernardino, California, where that's where the terrorist attacks happened in December, where all of this is stemming from now, this conversation. And I host a live event on Thursday night to watch the debate and kind of talk about people's hot button issues and all that sort of thing. And the crowd is so on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino. And now nationally, all the polls suggest most people are on the side of Apple. Even in Los Angeles, which is up the road just a bit, people are on the side of Apple.
I'm on the side of Apple.
In the crowd, though, because, and this is where it happened, people are very passionately on the side of the FBI in San Bernardino.
Yeah. Well,
they want answers, you know, and I can't blame them.
Don't blame them at all.
I actually had one woman stand up, and she said, you know, this is so silly and so out of hand. This has become basically all the FBI wants is for Apple to take off the implosion part of the phone, which is after 10 tries of getting into a phone, Apple shuts the phone down. She said all they want to have them do is just remove that so that their code cracker...
That's what the FBI says. That's their PR. But
that's what the FBI is saying.
That's not what Apple says they want.
Right, but that's what this woman is convinced. She said there's a lot of misinformation.
Yeah,
and
there is. That is always the case with something like
and
this.
And to be truthful, Apple's riding a wave of great publicity from all of this because they look like they are going to go to the mat to protect you from a privacy standpoint.
Well, that's I'm just reading the article here about Apple expected to release the new iPhone and iPad next month, one day before they go
to court
meet with the FBI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. There you go.
Now, see, I don't know if the operating system is going to be upgraded, which it is, with the new release of the iPhone. Why wouldn't they just give them the code now? If the system's going to be upgraded, it won't do anybody any good if it's different
than
they say.
They just upgraded to this OS that has the backdoor that they can't, because before, on a couple of OSs ago, operating systems ago, they could have been able to break into it. Now, when they upgraded the OS like two times ago, they could not. Mm-hmm. And so I think they're probably carrying that same security feature forward.
888-302-3684. Email the Doug or Jennifer or Rich at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. The beauty website that mistook Whoopi for Oprah. Who in the world? Total Beauty. What do we know about that company?
This was so funny. I was, you know, like I said, I was kind of out and about doing some things yesterday, and I get a text message from a friend of mine who really watches social media, and he sends me this link to our local Fox affiliate here who has tweeted out something from a website called Total Beauty. And the actual tweet was, "We had no idea at Oprah was hashtag tatted, and we love it, hashtag Oscars." And there's a picture of Whoopi Goldberg standing there.
It's easy to mistake her these days because she sure doesn't look. I mean, you have a hard time not recognizing her face,
okay,
but the rest of her has changed.
You can't. Oprah and Whoopi do not look
hard,
much alike.
No, hard to confuse that stuff. All right, so there's that. The controversy about whether or not there were enough blacks, and how about all the other? I've said, well, put women into this, and let's put everybody into it, and stop with this racial stuff, and put everybody together. Brody's listening in Brownwood, Texas. Been on the air there a long time. Hi, Brody.
Hey, what's up? Comment on the what you were just alluding to with the Oscars. I think like what 12 people watched that. I mean, who cares? And second of all, what about the, you know, African Americans make up 17% of our population. What about the minorities who make up a bigger population who aren't reflected at all in the Oscars? Latino, maybe Asian, maybe the growing Indian. And I just wonder when I'm sitting here thinking, why are they not complaining? Where's their representation? I have one challenge, a challenge for you, Doug.
Yes.
I would ask you on a Saturday or when you're able to ride with a police officer, preferably of a different race other than white, so you can strip off the whatever taboo that is. And I'd like, because you're a good storyteller, I would like for your objective point of view from that. From that perspective, as a listener,
Let me back. I don't know why you want me to do that. I think that
I'll tell you this, because you daily slam police officers.
No, I don't. That's
and,
not
and
an accurate statement.
I listen to you every day.
I do, but I don't every day. I have my problems with the police, and I think that most people who are objective would. The other side of it is that I think, and I say this to people like you who think that, because that's what they hear me slamming people who are not supposed to be in a uniform versus those who are. I do have plenty of good things to say, but most of the time it gets lost because people are blinded. Let me tell you my story about riding with the police in Palm Beach. I used to do mornings there a long time ago in the mid-80s. I remember for a week straight, I did mornings, and so I would go out at night. There were a couple of police officers that I actually became friends with, and they would call me most every day with whatever their stories were. We had a police blotter sort of a thing every morning about 7:45, as I remember, and there were stories that went on 5, 6, 7 minutes every day. These fellas took me around, you know, Palm Beach County. When you think Palm Beach, you think the island, you think all of the people that have these 8, 10, 12, 14 million dollar houses, people who are well padded and fed. But if you go across the bridge to Riviera Beach, if you go to Lake Worth, if you go up and down, not to Jupiter anymore, it used to be, but Jupiter has now become the sort of nouveau riche place. But there are 4 or 5 communities that are right along the 95 corridor and that are away from the ocean and the inland waterway. And you can see some of the seediest, most horrible stuff that you could possibly imagine. And I spent, I remember one night, we were out for like 4.5 hours, then get back to midnight. And this stuff is like with me like it was yesterday, Brody, and it was 30 years ago. This one fellow whose name was Duke, he was a sergeant at the time, and the lady that was with him, whose name was Catherine, I don't remember what her rank was, but they would tell me stories about going out to arrest prostitutes and drug traffickers, and they'd take me into neighborhoods that looked like they were dangerous as all get out, you know, like you see in the movies. This one movie that was did well over the weekend, I forget the name of it, 999, I think it's called, or something like that, about dangerous places in Atlanta. Every big city has these really dangerous places that are built around the drug culture, and the police put their lives on the line every single day that they go into these places. These people taught me a couple of different things about the police, Brody. One of them was to respect the danger that's there for people who actually go in and do this sort of work, which is not every policeman. Not every policeman is qualified, nor has the right mental approach to dealing with these people. But the other thing was how bad the court system is. These people would tell me they'd know the prostitutes by their first names. And every once in a while, they'd bring the same woman or man, because there's a lot of male prostitution in Palm Beach, and or the drug traffickers, put them in the car, and they'd bring them down to jail. They'd put them in jail. They'd process them. They'd go to court the next day. They'd be released, and they'd go right back to where they were, doing the same thing over and over and over again. So in that point, I understood at the end of that week when I spent all that time with them how frustrating it has to be to do this, to put your heart and soul into it, and to put your life on the line, because some of this drug stuff is pretty dangerous stuff. And then to have it go for naught because the judges are all wimps, or they see things differently, or the prosecutors see things differently, or they got a good lawyer, whatever it is. The system is very broken, and part of
I understand that you're bringing it back to a broken system, and you're talking about 30 years ago.
Well, I think the same sort of things happened.
The use of force continuum to technology is night and day. I mean, you're showing how poorly educated you are in law enforcement during modern times, just based on the fact that you said 30 years ago.
No, I'm not. I'm just not giving you that example. I could certainly do it. I have, as a matter of fact, I talked to a policeman in the yard yesterday at my farm who comes to visit me every Sunday when I'm on the farm, telling me about things that are going on in the police department here. And basically, this guy's been in the police force for 30 some odd years.
Did he tell you about the abuse that we take?
He didn't tell me about it depends. Let me back up there for a second. Let's talk about the woman who was killed in the line of duty. I believe it was in Virginia, Richie, not far from you, 30-40 miles south of Washington.
Unbelievable story.
This woman who was on the job for the first time. She'd been on the force, then she went away, and she came back again.
I'm talking about my friend that gets his head blown off. I mean, what you're talking about, one example? I mean,
well,
less than 1% of every officer will ever commit anything close.
I'm not suggesting, but why should there be anybody, Brody, who's out there in these difficult situations?
I had to prompt you to tell this story.
You had what?
I had to prompt you just to tell a story from 30 years ago that you dug out of your mind.
This is a program about my experiences and my feelings. You have your experiences, and you have your bias.
In law enforcement, to go ride with somebody. Don't take it from 30 years ago. Do it now.
I'd be happy to if I find somebody. I was just telling you the story about the policeman that I know in our discussions of what happens here in the town where I live. I happen to be a town meeting member. I talk to police all the time about their issues. It doesn't mean that all of them are good or all of them are bad, and you would never, ever hear me say that all of them are bad or that they were all good. But the problem is we get a lot of whitewashing done of police who ought not to be. What I usually am on, and I'm glad you call me on this because I think it helps me to explain what I'm trying to bring forth when I have these stories. The essence of what I have in my own experience, my roundhouse of experience, is being treated badly by police when I was arrested once for something I should never have been arrested. The mistakes that were made were amazing. But I take myself even out of that. I have experience based on what I've seen and heard from other people. My best friend in high school was the guy who eventually became the police chief. Richie remembers the conversations we had with him about what's going on. He's one of the most progressive police officers in the country. He's run some of the most problematic police forces on the East Coast. New Haven, Connecticut is where he is now. But he ran a police force in New York. State. He's been around and he's seen a lot of stuff. And he's told me about the problems that he's had trying to get rid of police that ought not to be there. There's this whole business about education, and you hear me say, let's have better police, better educated, better paid, and fewer of them. Instead of just throwing numbers, like when Bill Clinton made a big deal out of, we're going to put 100,000 more police officers on the street. That doesn't do any good unless they're well trained and prepared for the things that you're talking about that are current, the now problems that they have versus what was the problem 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or yes, even 30 years ago. You're right. So I'll do my best to, I mean, I have this guy would take me out who comes to visit me. I have a lot of policemen that come visit me actually on the farm, and that's where I get some of my stories, frankly, about what's going on in this town, because we don't have a great police force here. We haven't had great leadership since my friend got out of the force. He was run out of town by the town manager because the town manager couldn't control him. They're all those things. They're all the politics, and I'm sure you confront politics in your job in Brownwood as well. So anyway, I know that you feel strongly about it, and I'm glad that you listen to the program, and I'm glad you called me on it because it does always give me a chance to think a little bit more about it, and I appreciate the fact that you say I'm a good storyteller. I do think I am a good storyteller, so I'll see if I can find some more stories to tell about the police so you won't think what really isn't true but comes across that way, because Richie calls me on all the time, and Jennifer and I. I think the worst conversations we have on the air are the ones where Jennifer and Rich call me to task because they think that every time I talk about the police, I talk about them negatively. I think that there are, as I say, plenty of good stories. And I think I tell
the
stories.
Okay, so let me throw this out. You talked about how Trump didn't answer the question about the KKK and it made him look bad.
Yeah.
I would say if we all hear something, then maybe there is something when you deliver some story about the police. Maybe there is a little something. Maybe you should take the guy up on the challenge. I think it's not a bad idea.
I didn't say
ride
I would.
Ride with the police car. Ride the car. That'd be fun.
I'll get you to ride with my brother.
Yeah, that'd be a good
idea.
That's
a good idea. That's awesome.
You will run out of that neighborhood so fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. Yeah. No, I'm not doubting that at all. Who wants to be in that neighborhood?
Yeah, not me.
But anyway, but
been there.
The number one movie is that awful Deadpool, but I think the number two or number three movie this weekend was about police and corruption in Atlanta, the 999 thing, which is quite an interesting story. Anyway, that was good. I have no problem with that, but I also want people to hear the other side of it because people are way too sensitive, and I often think methinks thou dost protest too much if there is something. I'm sure there are good police mostly on the Brownville force, and I'm sure there are a few bad ones that ought not be there, and I think it's such a difficult job and such an important position, there ought not to be any bad ones.
Insight Daily Radio. Matthew Desmond is a Harvard professor, sociologist, and recent MacArthur Genius Fellowship winner who's written a striking account of a severe and rapidly developing form of economic hardship in America. Entitled Evicted, his new book is a portrait of a widespread and worsening housing crisis and the devastating consequences for families that fall behind and lose the very roof over their heads.
I think when most of us think of where do the poor live in America, we think of public housing. We think of folks that are receiving getting housing vouchers and living wherever they choose in the city. The opposite is true. Most low-income Americans today don't receive any kind of housing assistance. And when it comes to public housing in large cities, the wait can be counted not just in years, but in decades. So in Washington, D.C., for example, the waiting list for public housing is over 20 years long. So that means if a young couple with a baby applies for public housing, they might be grandparents by the time their application reaches the top of the pile. And so nationwide, only about 1 in 4 households that qualify for housing assistance receive it. And just imagine if we treated unemployment insurance or Social Security like that. When we picture the typical low-income family and their housing situation, we shouldn't think of public housing and we shouldn't think of families that are benefiting from a housing voucher. We should think of families receiving absolutely no kind of assistance trying to make ends meet in the private rental market.
That's Harvard sociologist Matthew Desmond on his powerful new book entitled Evicted, which has just been released. Want to get involved? There's more online at justshelter.org. Insight Daily Radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
At the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tech Talk time now. Greg Steben, who is the men's health tech editor. Can I say that in one sentence? Well, yes, I did. I just did. It's time for us to delve into the important things that are going on, like that new iPhone that Richie was talking about. We'll have that story and a number of other things that affect us technologically in a moment here on Good Day.
We are back live at the Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis 500, where that number one Blue Emu motor is really putting a hurting on the competition. Speaking of hurting, don't let pain get you off track. Race back with Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Whether you're in the stands or behind the wheel, ditch your pit crew and use Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. America's number one Emu oil formula, helping you beat the pain today.
Available in stores nationwide. Any Jane Doe can tell you that Geico can help you save. But since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's get going here with Greg. New iPhone out sometime around the equinox, right? Isn't that springtime? They call it the equinox is in the springtime and the...
Or March 17th.
You're really testing me here this morning.
Really? That's a good thing. I like that. Anyway, the report I
when
said...
When is the equinox?
March 21st. The beginning of spring is March 21st. And that's when I saw this was supposed to be released. So why do we need another iPhone? Why do we need another iPad?
Oh, my God, listen to you.
Doug, everybody needs a new iPhone.
Really? I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
Not me.
I mean, now that you know it's the most secure device on the face of the planet, and even the full power of the United States government cannot crack it, doesn't it make you want to have a new iPhone?
No. My flip phone's fine, thanks very much.
But your flip phone, a 12-year-old can hack.
I don't have anything on it to hack. What is on my
iPhone?
Oh,
you don't like that argument, though. Remember, you don't like that argument.
What argument?
I bet you do have things on there to hack. Do you ever use it to text?
Yeah, once in a while I text to...
You ever text naughty pictures to your lady?
No, thanks.
Oh, my gosh. The pictures on that phone are not worth sending, I'm sure.
Can I tell you something? If I were to do that, she wouldn't be my lady any longer. That's,
she was glad to be my lady.
I thought you had a smartphone.
I do have a smartphone. I use it I listen to meditations on it. I use it for directions. When I was in Denver last week, it was wonderful. It helped me find my way all around. I found it very reliable. I like that usage of it. I don't use it for email. Let's see, what else do I use it for? I use it for utility sort of things, but I don't.
Is it actually a phone, though? Can you make phone calls?
Oh, sure.
It?
Yeah, yeah. No, I've made phone calls on it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway.
And is that an Android phone or an Apple phone?
No, it's an Android.
Hey, Greg, why are we wasting so much time on the one freak in the country who doesn't care about anything technological? So for the masses, what's going on with the new iPhone release?
Well, first of all, it seems like I say this, you know, many, many times a year. This is all a rumor. And the rumor is that the phone will be announced within a few days and will come out on, as Doug said, the equinox, which I think is the day before the whole court thing happens.
Correct.
Between the
FBI
and Apple. Yeah.
Questionable timing.
So you could think about... So obviously when you're making devices like iPhones, you can't just decide tomorrow we're going to launch.
That's what I wanted, right? Yeah.
Better and tested and all that.
Yeah.
But the timing is very interesting.
Mm. All right. Mark Zuckerberg, who runs Facebook, says that it has begun at Facebook rolling out its live video feature to devices powered by Android mobile software. Is this in order to keep relevant? Because Facebook seems to be losing its... the lady who advises me on my technology says Facebook is becoming passé, kind of like MySpace. Good Lord.
Well, I wouldn't write Facebook off that fast.
No.
I think we have seen over its short history that there is sort of an ebb and flow, and then new features come, or even new forms of social media, and people run to the new forms of social media, but end up including Facebook in their lives or coming back to Facebook. So I wouldn't write it off, and I would say that live video is certainly something it needs to do to stay relevant. In the world of Facebook, what they want is for you to never leave Facebook again. I think they would like you to never even
be married to it.
Another browser window.
Yeah, right. Okay. So there's that. I noticed that Facebook has launched a video birthday message option. How popular will that be, do you think?
I think with certain ages, that will become a huge thing. That, birthdays are inevitable. Somebody's having
I've
a birthday
heard that.
Every day. So,
maybe the alternative.
Right. Obviously,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Greg Stebbin on Tech Time here on Good Day.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.